My Audiobooks.ai presents The $13 Billion Missile, How Every Species of American Capital Converged on Hypersonics. On August 19th, 2026, a company that makes missiles announced it had raised $1 billion, roughly $800 million in equity and a $250 million credit line at a $13 billion valuation. The company is Castelion. It was founded by former SpaceX executives. Its flagship product, a hypersonic strike missile called Blackbeard, is designed to be cheap. And the three co-leads of the round were Andreessen Horowitz, a venture capital firm, Carlyle, a private equity giant, and JP Morgan Chase, a bank. Three different species of capital: the risk money of Silicon Valley, the leveraged buyout machine, and the balance sheet of Wall Street itself, converged on a single weapons factory in New Mexico. That convergence is the story. The missile is almost secondary.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts. Turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription. And store your items in your own personal library.
Start with what hypersonic means, because the word is used loosely and the physics is not. A hypersonic weapon travels above 5 times the speed of sound, roughly a mile per second, and unlike a ballistic missile, can maneuver along the way. That combination defeats most existing defenses, which are built to intercept predictable arcs. Every major power has chased the technology for 2 decades, and the United States has had a humbling decade of it. Successive Air Force and Army programs consumed billions of dollars and produced a graveyard of failed test flights, while China and Russia fielded operational systems. By the middle of this decade, the gap had become a standing item in every Pentagon threat assessment.
The military problem, in the driest possible terms: the United States could not buy a working hypersonic missile at any price the traditional system was willing to pay.
The traditional system, in fact, is the reason. American weapons procurement runs on cost-plus contracts awarded to a handful of prime contractors, a structure that pays for effort rather than outcome. It has produced the greatest arsenal in history, and a cost disease to match. A single conventional hypersonic program has burned through billions in development, with test articles that cost tens of millions of dollars each, hand-built by aerospace artisans. The Pentagon's own reformers have spent a decade saying the quiet part aloud: the acquisition system cannot manufacture cheap anything. What it needed was not another program office, but a different species of company, one that treats a missile the way Tesla treats a car.
The scale of the cost disease deserves its own paragraph, because it is the entire commercial opening. Consider the reference points that have become standard in the debate. A single next-generation fighter program runs to a projected lifetime cost in the trillions of dollars. Individual stealth bombers carry unit prices above $2 billion. Even mundane munitions have seen per-unit costs multiply while production rates fell. The Government Accountability Office has documented across decades the same pattern: schedule delays measured in years, unit costs that grow faster than inflation in every generation of every program, and a defense industrial base that has consolidated from dozens of primes to 5. None of this is a story about incompetence.
It is what a monopsony customer and an oligopoly supplier naturally produce when the contract pays for process rather than product. Startups do not beat that system by being smarter. They beat it by being structurally incapable of surviving under it, which forces them onto cost, speed, and volume, exactly the axes the incumbents are worst at. That is the arbitrage Castelion was built to run.
Section 1. The SpaceX Playbook, Aimed at Munitions.
That is precisely what Castelion claims to be. The founding team came out of SpaceX, the one American manufacturing institution that has visibly defeated cost disease, driving the price of a kilogram to orbit down by a factor of 10, while the traditional launch industry stood still. The playbook they carried out of Hawthorne is not complicated to state, only brutal to execute. Vertical integration. Build the components yourself instead of buying them from subcontractors at subcontractor margins. Iterative design. Build a little, test a little, blow things up early and cheaply instead of late and expensively. Production-minded engineering. Design the factory and the product together so the missile wants to be mass-produced.
Cost as a design parameter. A weapon cheap enough to fire in the hundreds changes military arithmetic in a way a perfect weapon fielded in dozens never does.
Blackbeard, the first product of that playbook, is the bet made physical. The public description is a low-cost hypersonic strike missile, and the operative words are low cost. Traditional hypersonic test articles run to tens of millions of dollars apiece. The entire premise of Castellion is a missile at a fraction of that, produced at automotive-style volume in the New Mexico facility the Series C is scaling. The money has a specific destination, production lines for Blackbeard, and expansion into longer-range strike and defensive systems. $800 million in equity does not buy a decade of research. It buys machine tools, factory floor, and rate. The physical plant of mass production. The round is not funding an idea. It is funding a factory.
Section 2. Three kinds of capital, one table. Now the investors, because they are the tell. Andreessen Horowitz is the purest expression of venture capital's great pivot. After a decade of consumer software, the industry's largest funds have rotated toward defense, drawn by a customer, the United States government, that cannot default, and a geopolitical cycle that guarantees demand. Carlyle represents the private equity migration. Firms that spent 20 years buying airports and dental chains have discovered that weapons manufacturing offers infrastructure-like contracts with defense-like growth. And they are arriving with checkbooks that make venture rounds look like tips. JP Morgan Chase's co-lead is the third signal. When a commercial bank puts its own capital beside the venture and buyout money, the asset class has arrived.
Banks follow risk curves downstream. A bank co-leading a munitions round is the financial system certifying that missiles are now a mainstream credit.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines.
Read the three co-leads together, and you get a single sentence. The American capital stack, entire, has decided that hypersonic weapons are a scalable industrial category. That has happened exactly once before in modern memory, in artificial intelligence infrastructure, where venture money, buyout money, and bank debt converged on data centers within a span of 18 months. The precedent is instructive in both directions. The convergence on AI infrastructure was prescient. The capital that arrived early earned multiples that will be studied for a generation. But convergence is also what a bubble looks like from the inside. And the AI buildout has already produced overbuilt capacity in every segment it touched.
A $13 billion valuation for a company whose flagship product is pre-scale is an opinion about the future held by the richest institutions in the country. It is not a fact. The facts, production rates, unit costs, contract awards, are what the next 3 years will deliver or withhold.
The defense tech wave did not start with Castellion, and the round only makes sense against its backdrop. The last 2 years have seen the largest private raises in the history of the category. Autonomous vehicle makers, drone manufacturers, and software-defined weapons companies pulling in rounds that would have been unthinkable for defense startups a decade ago, when the sector was considered a venture graveyard because of its long sales cycles and single customer. What changed was not the customer's speed, but the world's temperature. Ukraine's drone attrition, the Pacific Arsenal race, the industrial base anxieties that turned "we can build cheap and fast" into the most persuasive sentence in Washington. Castellion's $13 billion mark sits at the top of that curve.
It is either the category's Honduras moment or its WeWork moment.
and the distinction will be written in New Mexico, not on Sand Hill Road.
One more number deserves a place in the record because it frames every valuation in the sector. The Pentagon's budget is measured in the high hundreds of billions of dollars a year, roughly $800 to $900 billion in the current era, depending on how the supplementals are counted. Even a single-digit percentage reallocation of that budget towards startup-built munitions represents a market larger than most software categories venture capital has ever financed. That is the spreadsheet the investors are running. Not, will Castellion win contracts, but what is the total addressable market of the American arsenal repriced? When the addressable market is the defense budget itself, $13 billion for the category's manufacturing champion is not an aggressive mark.
It is a down payment, and the round structure, equity stacked beside a credit facility, says its backers intend to keep paying.
Section 3. What to watch.
First, production rate. The only number that matters for a company whose thesis is mass manufacturing. When Castellion discloses how many Blackbeards per month its expanded line can build, compare it to the Pentagon's stated magazine depth requirements. The gap between those two numbers is the valuation's destiny. Second, the first major production contract. A hypersonic award with real quantities, priced at Castellion-style unit costs, would validate the entire model faster than any test flight. Third, the reaction of the primes, Lockheed, Raytheon, Northrop, whose business model this directly attacks. Watch for acquired startups, counter-marketed cheap programs, or lobbying against the procurement authorities that let startups compete.
Fourth, the follow-on capital. If the defense tech mega rounds continue into 2027, the wave is real. If they stall, Castellion's credit line becomes the story. Fifth, export controls. Hypersonic technology sits at the tightest end of the export regime, and any allied nation demand that cannot be legally served is revenue that exists only in the investor deck. Sixth, the test record. One public flight failure in this business can erase billions in paper value in a morning, and everyone at the company knows it.
Section 4. The broader pattern and the open question.
The pattern is the full financialization of national security. There was a time, within living memory, when weapons were built by companies that existed to build weapons, financed by bonds and patient shareholders, and sold to one customer through one procurement system. That world is ending. In its place, a new stack. Venture-backed startups designing weapons like products, private equity financing their factories, commercial banks extending credit lines against military contracts, and public markets standing ready to list the winners. The Pentagon has welcomed every layer of it, because the alternative, the old cost-plus machine, was visibly losing the industrial race.
But financialized arsenals come with financialized physics, valuations that demand growth, investors who demand exits, and a cost of capital that must be paid in contracts. The American missile industrial base is being rebuilt, this time with a term sheet.
Which leaves the question the round cannot answer.
A group of ex-SpaceX engineers, backed by every species of American capital at once, says it can build hypersonic missiles the way the old company built rockets, cheap, fast, and at volume. If they are right, the $13 billion valuation will look like one of the great bargains in the history of private markets, and the strategic balance of the next decades shifts with the production line. If they are wrong, if weapons resist the playbook the way launch vehicles eventually did not, then a great deal of the American financial system's risk appetite will have been converted at a premium into very expensive machine tools.
The company's own name is a deliberate pun on that scale. Castellion sounds like a castle, and castles are what people build when they are afraid. The open question is whether fear, this time, is a growth market.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription.
Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.